This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Okay. And he works for DayPage of America, located in Brandon, Florida, as VP of Operations. And in 2004, Mark began working for Diamond Sofa as an account executive. And so a little personal side on this, he was born and raised in Dubuque, Iowa, and has lived in Gilbert, Arizona, for the last 20 years with his wife, Lori, who is an RN. That's a good thing to have in your family. And they have two sons, Sam, who is 15, and Lucas, who is 12. So, Mark, are you there? Mark? Oh, gosh.
Yes,
Mark?
I'm here.
Oh, hey. Okay, well, thank you, Mark, for being on. We really do appreciate it. Can you share with us an overview of your company?
Sure. Diamond Sofa was started by a husband and wife, Tawny and Kevin, back in 1992. It was predominantly a direct container leather program for the first 10 years of its existence. And basically all they did was sell to all the big majors all over the country. When I joined them in 2004, they were looking to kind of define their brand in the marketplace, diversify their customer base, and expand their reach in the industry. So I was brought on board to help them do that. What we did, you know, through our tagline, urban styles for modern living, kind of identifies what Diamond Sofa is. We're not just a commodity supplier to the industry, but rather more of a lifestyle brand of merchandise that offers flexible and functional and emotional solutions to today's retailers and consumers. So our philosophy is kind of what differentiates us from the rest of our competitors, in that we don't just simply sell furniture to our customers, but we try to provide and promote a lifestyle presentation that our customers can then transfer onto their showrooms or events or staged homes in their industries. So through our approach in developing products, we strive to, you know, bring a coordinated design and solution to the market while, you know, staying true to our design of what Diamond Sofa is for us. So in order to help do that, we opened a warehouse facility in Los Angeles about 10 years ago, and we began a quick ship stocking program to offer to our customers, where we put together a lineup in, you know, broad category, living room, dining room, bedroom, occasional, all the major product categories. And that allowed us to venture into other sales channels that we weren't selling in the past when we were just a container-only company. So we were able to, you know, go out and attract the small and independent-sized retailers, the hospitality, event rental people, you know, e-commerce industry. And about 4 years ago, we started doing a lot of business in the staging industry. Our philosophy is really a relationship and performance-based one. That is, you know, we value the relationships we have with our customers, and the reputation that we have in the industry affords us the opportunities to, you know, place that product on people's floors. So the performance of the product and the way we conduct ourselves, I think, leads to the overall success of the brand, the Diamond Sofa name itself, and the long-term relationships that we continue to enjoy with our customers. So, you know, just real simply at Diamond Sofa, we do try to keep things simple. Our two primary goals are efficiency and customer satisfaction. You know, we all live in a fast-paced, hectic world, and it's full of lofty expectations from all sides for all of us. And our goal is to simply outperform those expectations, you know, every day on every transaction with every one of our customers, quite simply.
Well, that's great, Mark. We're excited about this. What kind of benefits, working with you as an IHOS member, will we get when we begin to buy and work with Diamond Sofa? What do you see that partnership look like?
Your members will have no minimum order requirements. So, I mean, you simply order what you need when you need it. Orders are placed same day, ready to ship, ready for will call pickup same day, next day. You know, 98% in stock at all times, so you're not sitting around waiting for stuff. Simply pay by credit card. And probably the biggest thing is, you know, what we do for all your members is every one of your members, no matter the volume they produce or give to Diamond Sofa, all your members will be paying the same exact price that every retailer in the country pays. So no matter what market you're in, if you look at the largest retailer in your market, you are paying exactly the same price as those retailers are paying for the cost of the product out of the warehouse.
Now, you ship. So do you ship all over the world?
Obviously containers all over the world, sure. Yeah, you know, we do a huge business in Australia, Saudi. You know, Diamond Sofa itself, you know, it was a family business, really, when Kevin and Tawny started it back in 92. But 6 years ago, we actually took it public on the NASDAQ. So now we're a publicly traded company, and, you know, the L.A. operation is just a part of the overall business of Diamond Sofa.
Wonderful. How can we see your line of furniture and furniture? Where could we go see that?
Our website is simply www.diamondsofa.com. You know, everything that we stock in our Quick Ship Los Angeles warehouse is available for view on the website. You know, I'll be more than happy after the call. Give my email out. I'd be more than happy to email price list to everyone that would care to have one, and I can get those out to you tonight.
Okay. That sounds good. Also, is there anything special we need to do to get signed up as to be able to buy from your company?
Yeah, I can email that at the same time. It's just a simple one-page account setup form, just, you know, basic generic information that you'd see on any form. Just fill that out, email it back to me. We'll get your account set up in our system. And like I said, you can pay by credit card. So, you know, when we process an order for you, we'll send you a credit card authorization form. You can fill that out for each order, or you can check the box at the bottom for us to keep your card on file. That's entirely
wonderful. Wonderful. Krista, do you know of anything that you think that our members need to know?
Yes. I was going to mention that you all can log into ihop.com, log into your membership site, and click on the vendor directory. And then when you get there, you're going to find the Diamond Sofa button. If you click on that, that's where it's going to take you. All of what Mark was telling you, it'll take you to all of that. So all of our vendors are always on the ihop.com website, and for those of you that are ASPs, they're also on the stagedhomes.com website, the vendor directory.
Great. Okay, well, Mark, can you think of anything else we need to know about
me personally, I mean, you know, my whole background prior to starting with Diamond Sofa was I was a director of purchasing in the rental business, and, you know, I had $50 to $60 million a year is what my budget was. So I was a fairly large account in the world, in the buying industry. And, you know, the one thing I learned back then was, you know, there was a lot of sales reps getting rich on my account, and not a lot of them did anything to earn any of the money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, so it's one thing that kind of always stuck in my head when I flipped to the other side of the desk was all those frustrating times when I tried to get a hold of my rep at 4 o'clock on a Friday because I needed an answer, or 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon because I needed one more piece of information, and nobody ever answered the call, returned the email. And so that's something that I always carry with me those days. So no matter what time of day it is, my phone's always with me. Whether you send me a text or a call, you'll have an answer in a couple minutes.
Wonderful.
It's just the way I live.
Well, we're excited, Mark, to have you on board and see what there is, you know, with your company. And I've looked on the website. You've got great stuff. It's beautiful. So
yeah,
everybody be sure to go out and look and go sign up.
Yeah, I think the one thing that, you know, is we're not new to the staging industry. I mean, we do a lot of business with stages all over the country and have done for the last three and a half years. So we know what is important to you guys. We know how your business operates, and we're here to help you in that process.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being on tonight, Mark. Yes,
Krista? I was just going to ask real quick, Mark, can you share with us where you ship from, if you have more than one location?
Unfortunately, we do not. We have one warehouse. It's in Commerce, California, which is right near downtown Los Angeles. So all, all shipments will ship from that facility and to wherever they need to go, in the country. Southern California stagers, they'll email me an order at 9 in the morning, and they'll have their guys picking it up at 11 in the morning, so it's very quick as far as turnaround on orders.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Okay. So be sure to support Diamond Sofa. Go out there and see what they have, and it's another great resource for all of us. Okay, Miss June.
We'll be at your expo in Nashville, so we're excited to meet you all.
Okay, are you going to get cowboy boots and a hat?
Yeah, sure.
Cowboy
boots and a hat.
You have to.
Seriously, we're excited to be a part of it. We're excited to meet you guys when we get out there for the show.
Great. It'll be wonderful. Thank you so much. Okay, June, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. How are you, girl?
I am fine and happily using my ASTM information everywhere I go. And that was wonderful.
Yes, that was a good class. That was a good one. We enjoyed that. Okay, June is going to talk tonight on a particular market. A lot of you know June. You met her at our last conference. But June, the company, is it GIST Solutions?
Yes, GIST Solutions.
Okay.
GYST, as in get your stuff together.
Well, I figured it had to stand for something. But June has a unique mix of skill sets allowing her to be here with you. June is an entrepreneur, founding corporate interior solutions and GIST Solutions. She's moved within the worlds of corporations and creativity. Her experience inside major corporations such as AIG, NBC, Steelcase, Knoll, and 3form provided June the right forums for problem solving, design, and sales. With a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Interior Design, June's years spent designing and planning corporate offices proved to be a cornerstone to home staging. June's career as a home staging professional is the result of a combined ability to be creative, improve the aesthetic presentation of a space, increase productivity, apply professional organizing skills, finesse sales, and set priorities. Home staging combines all of June's background and experiences and allows June to create beautiful spaces and get measurable results. June and her family live in Amelia Island. Okay, and she loves it. The beach, the weather, the people, they're all beautiful, and I can totally agree with that. The Carters are proud parents of a member of the Coast Guard and a happy rescue dog. So before you get started, June, everyone that's on the call, if you got on after we started talking to Mark, let me just make this announcement again. Everybody put your phone on mute. I'm hearing a lot of, it almost sounds like the ocean or airport or something I'm hearing. So if you just put your phone, don't hang up, just put it on mute. And also send your name into BJ at ihosp.com and let her know you're on the call tonight. So June, tell us, you're going to be talking about staging and selling the senior home. So I'm just going to turn it over to you. I'm not going to ask questions. I'm just going to let you go and just start talking.
Okay, thank you. Hi, everybody. I'm so happy to be part of this tribe. This came up, the transitioning for seniors, specifically because I'm in Florida. And I'm that, Peter and I are that cartoon couple from New York that had enough of the cold and the commute and the cost, and we moved to Florida when he kind of retired. And as my home staging business increased and deepened, I realized I was doing an awful lot with elderly people, and that it was a lot of people who retire here. And they retired here in the early 60s, now they're in the early 90s, and we have a whole other story. So it has become a niche for me. And then I found that it's really pretty consistent around the whole country and possibly the world. By 2030, the elderly will account for one-fifth of all of our population. It is the fastest growing part of the population. And baby boomers, which I am, are retiring and since 2010 and will continue through 2030. And we have a different setup. Two-income households from the boomers' kids means they're not getting a whole lot of help from their families. And the world has changed a lot. So I have overheard some very interesting things from my older clients. I just heard this last week. I don't care what you say. I'm not doing anything to change this house. And then I've heard... So you're telling me I've always sold my houses wrong? And I had this one. I have bought and sold over 30 houses in my lifetime, and there's nothing you can tell me. Okay. Where the world has changed, a lot of times the older person may not be on the internet, may not know anything about computers, Facebook, and it has been left to me several times to be the one to educate them that the pictures that are going to be taken of your house are going to be posted and available for public viewing. And I've had a few total freakouts over that. So the first thing I always have to do is be sure that they know what's going on. And I can't assume that the realtor has explained properly because everyone assumes everyone else knows. How am I doing, Betty? Any questions? I hope I'm not talking out into space. Okay.
No, you're doing good.
Okay.
I put myself on mute.
You can interrupt me at any point.
Okay.
The bottom line is we all hope to be a senior. If you consider the alternative, it's kind of a universal goal. We all want to be a senior. And our clients don't hire us to sell a house. They don't even as we talk about it's an investment in the marketing of the house. Really, at this point, I am helping with a life transition. I am also a CPO. I'm a certified professional organizer, and that was a difficult certification to get, just like our ASP and ASPM. And a lot of my business is a combination of organizing and staging. Because I walk into these houses and they're just full of stuff. And a lot of times a house with an older person needs a little love before it can be marketed to sell. So I have a different approach. I actually have this tomorrow. I have one of my favorite real estate agents' father, who's a retiring broker. I'm meeting him tomorrow, and the agent has already told me, expect him to be difficult. Like, okay, he said, you can pressure my, oh yeah, I can't wait. So the first thing I do is I find out why they are moving. And it's frequently not the same, the wife is pregnant, they're moving into a bigger house, they got a new job, new opportunity. This is a whole other reason for moving. It's empty nesting, it could be death, memory loss, closer to family, ill health, money issues, is a whole other, so you're not always walking into the happiest place. And then there's the unique issues that elder people have, poor mobility, poor vision, poor health, clinging to things. They've lost, they may not be able to drive anymore, so they're hanging on to their Hummel collection. Feelings of abandonment. There are some financial constraints. There's some real elder issues to take into consideration. And a later phase of life is still life. And the internet is a very scary place. I had one client who had Alzheimer's And every 20 minutes, she asked me who I was and what I was doing there. And I had to tell her over and over again, Betty, I hear you moaning. It was really hard. And every time she got upset again. And it's a real, it's a very sensitive, tender place. So, and then you have some very specific issues. For instance, don't leave medication out. I don't run into buckets of medication in my younger clients' houses. But when I walk into an elder person's house, a lot, they may have a whole altar to medication. And that has to be put away. Not to mention important papers. And an elder person may or may not even have a cell phone, will not, may not realize how fast someone can take a picture of everything on their desk. And sometimes I have to demonstrate that.
June, are you running into, are you running into people that are on hospice at home? Have you run
not
into that?
Not so much. Close. I've had people moved out in the middle of a meal, taken back up to Indiana, and she went right into hospice. And they left it for me to purge and pack the house, and the overwhelmed adult 59-year-old son is saying to me, throw it all out. And I'm saying, no, I'm not throwing it all out. And I found gold jewelry, and I found his mother's Bible, and silver, and money, and important papers. So I just missed the hospice, but I can, but actually, so here's a woman who's very well known in our community, was like the top realtor in the area for many, many years, became elderly, frail, ill health, and she gets relocated closer to her family. But the community knew. So there were people were making lowball offers thinking there was a sick homeowner here that they could bamboozle. So we don't want the world to know that there's an elderly person who may be in decline. I have also worked with estates after somebody has passed. So what I'm leading to is, as different from my other staging, whether it's occupied or vacant, with an older person, it's more of a team effort. And it can be the realtor, the lawyer, the family, the children, neighbors, the estate, movers, a professional organizer, maybe me, mortgage company. I've had the mortgage company call me. I end up as part of a team with an older household. And, you know, trying to communicate with a lawyer or trying to communicate with a nephew. It's a very interesting, it's a whole other network of communication. Frequently, the disposal of the house may be in a will or a trust, and I have to find out what that is, who's got power of attorney. It's been a really interesting path. And I'm in it very specifically because I'm in this little northeast corner of Florida where a lot of people retire. But I have found that this is pretty consistent across the board because there's more of us older people. So sometimes I look for about getting help for the senior because they can be overwhelmed. I like to, in my organizing work, I like to have a four-hour minimum. Sometimes with a senior, I can only do an hour or two. Knowing that they're transitioning can be very stressful and traumatic, and asking for help is difficult, and they may have lost their life's partner. So I'm always looking for ways to make it easier for them. And there are some very specific senior solutions. The one is planning, using like an Eisenhower method of planning, the urgent versus the important, and setting up a schedule and some structure. This is a time when decluttering first with the partnering with the senior and holding their space, letting them tell me their story. The senior's adult children are usually the wrong ones to do that. In fact, I did an occupied staging about 2 years ago, and the lady's husband had died suddenly, and she had to downsize to a less expensive home. The house was full of original museum quality artwork. And as we're walking through the house, the mother sobbed and cried through the whole thing. Behind her is her adult 30-something daughter shoving her, little pushes, little shoves. Now, I don't know how they got to that point in their relationship. I don't know what brought them to that. I was ready to call social services. What I did was I got between them, stood there. The daughter was not going to shove me. And I let this woman tell me her stories. So I held her space emotionally, physically, and let her tell me the stories of the artwork. And how, by the time I left, she was smiling. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whatever happened in their relationship that they got to that point, and that's none of my business. It's just while I was there, there was going to be no elder abuse. With seniors, we have much more paperwork, mountains of paperwork, because these are people who frequently haven't gone paperless like many of us had. I had one client who had 50 years of old medical files, and she would go in there and just stand there and thumb through them and cry, and reliving people's lives and the illnesses and the deaths, and we had to get that out of there in order for her to move on and sell the house. She lost 6 weeks in the closing before we could, because we couldn't get the paperwork out of the house. Photographs. There is an actual organization called APPO, the Association of Professional Photograph Organizers. It's such a pervasive problem that there is an association dedicated to it. You can find it at APPO.
Give us that again.
It's Association. APPO, Association of Professional Photo Organizers.
And do you just Google and find them?
You can go to APPO.org. And you can if there's a national or actually international organization, there's a big need for this. And if you remember, we said you could be part of a team. I've had stagers say to me very seriously, "I hate that stuff. I don't want to do it. I want to stage." Well, then maybe it's time to have a partnership. Find somebody who is a professional organizer who wants to do that end of it. Contact is another organization, NASSAMMM, the National Association of Senior Move Managers. There are people who are certified in moving seniors and understanding all these details I'm talking about. And they are found at NASSAMM.org. And you could have a partnership. They can refer you for the staging. You can refer them for the move management. And then there's always NAPO, the National Association of Productivity and Organizing Professionals. And that's where you'd find professional organizers. And then, of course, so many of us home stagers cross over into doing all kinds of organizing. But there are times when you don't want to do it and you call in a team. There's an actual elder syndrome called relocation stress syndrome and transfer trauma. And I can't make this stuff up. And it was in 1992 in the North American Nursing Diagnosis. It's an official diagnosis. And it's elder people who are struggling with a relocation. And there's all kinds of mood symptoms and sadness, anger, irritability, depression, anxiety. And how do we, the home stagers, help ease that? So one of the things I do is I encourage the senior to blend items from the old and the new space to create familiarity. Don't get rid of everything. Keep some, you know, keep things that are important to you. Plan the move and use the timelines because structure helps reduce confusion. Make sure that senior person has an advocate to make sure their voice is heard. It may be a family member. It may be you. It's been me as the stager. Suggest that somebody help the stager, the senior, get acquainted with their new space. Do a walkthrough. Show them how to use the appliances, how to turn on the hot water. But somebody, maybe just make a suggestion that somebody help them a little hands-on and get acquainted with their new space. And then a plan. Set up a plan. Take it in small bites. Look for fatigue and upset. Stop when you need to. And the most beneficial way of staging a senior home is move the owners out before listing. When I'm dealing with an elderly owner, if the owner can move out, it's so much better because the an elderly person frequently keeps the place too hot. We may not get enough fresh air circulating. There's a lot of naps being taken, so you don't always have access. Even more so than usual, we may have an issue with animals and pets and some of the resulting smells. And then they can avoid the emotional and physical toll of maintaining their showcase-ready home. I just had this conversation with a good friend of mine here. This lovely lady is moving to assisted living, and your house is so, she's in a mansion on the expensive end of the island, not where I live. And I said, she's doing such the right thing, moving out for her. So in the communications, as stagers, we are great communication. We can get people to do things they never would have imagined doing. So we build their confidence, maintain your contact and building trust. Never answer your cell phone, especially with an older person. You can do it with a younger person, but a text, cell phone, like, with an older person, that's a real no-no. Listen a lot, affirm their decision to move, focus on the positive, remind them, why are you doing this and what is your goal? And no judgment, but make them feel like this is the best thing that could be happening. You're in that psychology of staging right there. Mm-hmm. And then there are those that can't let go. And holding their emotional space and listening to their stories and empathy and compassion may not be enough. What do we do there? Well, it's hard. Clinging to things, trying to control things. I set up memory boxes. I mean, I can get into much great detail on this, but if I have somebody who has an important collection of something, I will do my best to get it contained, label it, honor it. It's their memories. Nobody else may ever open that box. But they tell me when I walk in, I'm the stager, and they say, oh, you're going to make me throw things out. No, I am never going to make you throw things out. I may ask you a lot of questions like, will you have room for this? What's the monetary value? What's the emotional value? And one of the things I recommend is take that silver bowl that nobody wants. Write down why it's important to you. And then when you give it away to a grandchild, it's not just a silver bowl that's going to take up space and they want all their furniture from West Elm and IKEA. But now it has the story of your grandmother who gave it to you. You're passing it down. So attach the emotional content to each item. But remember, nobody wants our old brown furniture. And if you're interested, you can Google old brown furniture and get tons of information This means crystal, china, silver, old brown furniture. And it's very hard in our throwaway society for an older person to understand why that, you know, beautiful mahogany dining room set means nothing to their kids or grandchildren. So that's a lot of information.
Well, let me ask you one thing. If I wanted to market to, you know, that particular generation, where would be some of the best places to go to talk to somebody about that? If I wanted to be at a niche market.
That's a great question. There's three places that I have gone to personally with this. The one is I'm in Nassau County, Florida, and we have the Nassau County Council of Aging. And I'm doing a series of speaking commitments there. I love those guys. When I had my knee replaced, they gave me a walker, and now I'm giving back to them. and in some cases, I'm a baby boomer. I could be considered a senior. But I'm speaking on literally staging and selling the senior home next month there to seniors.
Right.
I also have spoken at the library a few times.
Did somebody have a question? Did somebody have a question? Okay. I just heard somebody say something. So.
But the library, and one of the things I find when I speak at the library, it's all older people who show up. That's the only people who have time. Younger people have kids and homework. And so when I speak at the library, I get an older crowd, and that was a great place for this conversation. The other place is still our real estate association. And I... very involved as an affiliate in my association. And so those are my three places that I'm always with this information.
Good. Okay. Since we have a few minutes, is there anybody on, since we all just had our phones muted, is there anybody that has a particular question for June about this particular market?
Oh, God.
Any questions?
Nobody?
Oh, she did a good job. Oh, shoot.
Actually, well, this is Susan Olson. I have a question.
Hi.
Okay.
I have a question, and that is, there are a lot of things like 123 junk that will take things away, and I've been advocating for them to offer a way that things could be taken for resale. And I'm wondering, is there anything where you can help people take things to a resale shop or a consignment shop or anything to sort of buffer that realization that old brown furniture isn't really that valuable?
Mm-hmm.
Rugs, that's another thing. I mean, people are used to thinking of Oriental rugs as worth tens of thousands of dollars. And unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
they're not right now. It will change.
No.
But right now, they're not. It seems like as stagers, we should be able to offer some alternatives that say, you know, this is the best you can do right now.
Agreed. And I just had a house. Remember, I'm in a beach community that's vacation, retirement oriented. And I walk into this house, Sue was your name, right, Sue? And this house was top to bottom, 3,000 square feet of black lacquer Asian furniture with white mother-of-pearl inlay.
Yeah.
and what I did was...
Wait, hold me down. Hold me down. I want to come get it. No.
Yeah. I arranged for an auction house to come get it.
Hmm.
And don't forget, this is more streams of income for us, because one thing for me to get paid for my occupied consultation and my occupied written consultation report, but But now I'm getting paid by the hour to manage having this auction house come and pick this stuff up and take it out. So the homeowner's happy because somebody on the planet's going to get the opportunity to buy this, and somebody will buy this stuff. And the homeowner's going to make a little money. I've made a little more money. So an auction house is definitely one idea. We have, in my community, a fantastic resale furniture consignment, but it's very, very specific. And if it doesn't hit a real local, beachy, country look, she's not taking it. So the resale shops are very, very particular. And then I have, like we all have, a whole lot of different charitable shops. I have the Humane Society. I have something called Barnabas, the Goodwill, of course, something called Purple Dove. They won't take things they can't resell. So remember when wall units were all the rage? They won't take a wall unit. They won't take oversized exercise equipment. So there's some realities we have to deal with, but I did really well with this auction house.
Did that help answer your question?
I have a question if you can hear me.
Yes, I can.
You can hear me? Do you have something that you're legal, that makes you legal to work with these people? If you understand my question?
Am I what? I'm sorry?
Like bondable? Is that the right question?
No. I don't need to get bonded for this, but I do have insurance. I have full scope insurance. If I drop a picture frame, I'm insured. Insurance is very important to me. I do have a staging agreement that if it's anything more than a simple consultation, I want a staging agreement signed. And we have really good ones here, truestagedhome.com. I don't need to be bonded for this kind of thing. And the auction company or the movers, they have their own insurance for their own work they do.
That makes sense. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
I have a question. Yeah, I have a question. It's Michelle Getty from Austin, Texas.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey.
I am wondering if you need to have any sort of certification or bonding if you are actually doing packing for people.
No, I've looked into that. I don't need either. Let's face it, you don't need to be certified to be a stager. We just know that it's silly not to be.
Sure.
I can pack up anybody's house, and my insurance covers me for doing that. I don't need to be bonded or certified. But if it's a big job, consider bringing in somebody who's certified by NASMM, the National Association of Senior Move Managers. I honestly don't want to spend my days packing. So if it's more than something small, I have a friend at NASMM in Jacksonville, and I'm going to bring her and her team in to physically move them and to physically pack them and move them.
And your staging insurance will cover you packing?
Yes. Well, my insurance also, don't forget, I'm a certified professional organizer. So my insurance covers me as an organizer and as a stager.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay, guys, it's almost 7 o'clock, and I do need to make a couple of announcements. So,
thank you,
unless anybody else has any other questions, thank you, June, for being on tonight. And if anybody has any questions, I am sure June would not mind you sending her an email, call her, whatever, you know, if you're interested in working with that market. Thank you, June. Okay. Jenny texted me on how to mute everything, so too late for that. She did say to tell everybody hi, and I don't know if everybody on this call knows this, but But John Norris, Jenny's husband, lost his dad this past week. So Jenny lost her dad 2 months ago, and then right on the heels of that, now John has lost his dad. So it's been real tough, you know, on their family, and of course the kids, the grandkids, very close to them. So you can all, so that everybody knows that. Also, Barb wanted me to remind everybody, she's sorry she's not on tonight, but she's with us in spirit, and, you know, she will be on the next time. And also, I've been seeing all kinds of things on Facebook. A lot of you have posted how your story was in her book, and so the book is doing really well. And I don't know how many of y'all have gotten the book yet, but it's amazing. Lots of information in it, lots of pictures, lots of stories. So thank you guys for all that you, the ones that contributed. And she is going to have at least one other book come out. So if you weren't in it this time, or if you were, she's going to want more stories, more pictures. So, you know, she just wanted me to remind y'all about that. And also, just to let you know, since I've already talked to Susan, Susan is going to be talking next call that we have next month on photography. And she went to work with Young and Trish Kim with Staged Interiors. And so she walked into that. She took the class to be a stager. And they found out she was such a good photographer that she does their photography for their company. So a lot of us would love to know more about photography. So Susan's going to be sharing that with us next month.
Oh, wow. Did somebody, awesome.
Yeah. Somebody else say something? Okay. Unless anybody's got any other questions, anybody? Speak now, forever hold your peace. Okay. Thank you so much for being on the call. Sorry it was a little bit convoluted tonight. Jean, you did a great job, even if things were a little bit chaotic. Mark, if you're still on the call, thank you so much. And we will talk to you. Thank you. We'll talk to you guys next month. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 She must have gotten a ring.